The Economics Report, and American Mosaic. Sign up for our weekly email report and try our new English teaching activities. Go to voaspecialenglish.com. We're on YouTube, iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report in Special English. Leaders from five nations are preparing to meet later this month in South Africa. A goal of the talks is said to be the creation of a development bank. The five nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, hope the money can be used to finance infrastructure projects. But experts fear it may take years to develop the bank. For years, the BRICS nations have said they do not have a strong voice in world events. All five countries have strong economies, but none has been asked to lead the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank. India, Brazil, and South Africa have all campaigned, without success, for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. Anil Suklal is South Africa's ambassador to BRICS. He says, "The group can overcome historical imbalances by giving each nation power to influence the bank."
This bank will be collectively owned by all the BRIC countries, and it's not going to be a bank dominated by any one BRIC country.
Little is known about this proposed bank. Where will the organization be based? How will loans be made? What money will it use? Answers to those questions are expected from the upcoming BRICS summit. Emilio Pera is with the business advisory service Ernst & Young. He says the development bank is a good idea, even if many of the details have yet to be settled. He says it will finance public works projects where they are needed most and strengthen cooperation between the BRICS nations. A report from South Africa's Standard Bank says each nation is expected to donate $10 billion for the bank. Standard Bank experts wonder if that will lead to a power imbalance in the bank. At the IMF and the World Bank, members donate money based on the size of their economy. China's economy alone is bigger than that of the four other countries combined. For China, $10 billion is not a lot of money. But for South Africa, it represents almost half of the country's education budget. Standard Bank's Simon Fremantle says it could be a long time before the bank is launched.
I think the bank itself has a long process through which it still has to travel in order for it to reach the point where it can extend loans. But I don't anticipate the formal structural origination of the bank will result immediately from next week's summit. So I think it'll be some time before they have the capacity to extend loans.
And that's the Economics Report in Special English. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.